Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A big game for the Battle Hawks this weekend, baby. Sunday, 5 o'clock against the D.C. Defenders. It is the conference finals, and it's going to be right here at the Battle Dome, a place where they play very well, a place that has great attendance. And we are happy to be joined by a safety for this Battle Hawks team. Nate Metters, number 22, joins the show on 104.1 FM KMOX. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for being with us. Are you ready for game day?
Oh, I've been itching all week, even before the game last week, man. We're ready to go.
Oh, so because you already knew this game was going to happen, and so you've been looking ahead to this one.
Oh, of course, man. It's always a big game versus D.C., and it's even better when it's the playoffs, you know?
Absolutely. And this is a question we've asked so far all of the Battle Hawks players we've talked to. But I want to get your thoughts on it. What is it like playing in front of the St. Louis fans at the Battle Dome and just how the St. Louis fans show up?
Oh, man, I don't think it even compares to any other of the stadiums we've been in. I think even some of, you know, maybe college or even pro games been in, man. The crowd in there in the dome just gets so rowdy and loud, man, and we really are able to feed off it as a team. So, you know, I think the fans make the game so much more fun and just, you know, the energy is crazy in St. Louis, man. We love them. I'm hoping it's the best it's ever been this Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that.
So you have played in the NFL before. You've got NFL experience. So you're saying Battle Hawks fans are better than most NFL fan bases. That's what I hear.
Man, you're hearing right. You're
awesome.
Hearing right. Anyway. Hey, it's St. Louis fans, man, they love their football, and it's awesome that we're able to come in and bring that back to St. Louis.
You think it's all the drinking? Is it all the booze?
Hey, man, I don't know what. Hey, whatever they got going on in that dome, hey, keep doing it.
It's a lot of Busch Light, I think.
A lot of Busch Light. Hey, whatever it takes, but we need to show up so like the D.C. defenders won't know what hit them.
Exactly, man. Hey, I'm just glad everybody comes out and has a good time, man, and takes the time out their week to come celebrate and have fun with us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, when you first came to the Battle Hawks, obviously, having played football throughout your life, playing at UCLA and then some stints with the NFL, how was that transition to the UFL?
You know what? It was pretty cool, man. You know, I had kind of high expectations because for a while I was, you know, kind of like the back end of rosters, you know, of NFL rosters for a couple of years. So coming to St. Louis in 23 was honestly like a breath of fresh air for me. And then also being with the St. Louis fan base and coming to the dome every week for a home game was like, wow, like this is how football is supposed to be, you know? So I think the transition was pretty easy. And it's just, you know, the kind of the fans and the team out there just, you know, made the transition so much easier. So I would say it's been a great transition coming over to the USL, especially this team, St. Louis.
Battle Hawks safety Nate Metters is with us on KMOX. It is a, it's still professional football. You know what you're doing here. How is professional football, just from a player standpoint, versus playing at a pretty big time university at UCLA? It's not like that's not small time football. Mm-hmm. So what is it like to play professional football versus that?
I would say the biggest difference is just kind of the speed of the game. You know, I think the environment and everything is pretty much the same in terms of fan bases, crowds, and, you know, just overall play. But I think the difference between pro and college is pretty much just the level of just professionalism you have to have. Like every play is an inch away from either being a touchdown or a pick, you know, and it's just a game of just, kind of I call it FBI, just football intelligence, man, because everybody's fast, everybody's physical. Now it's just the difference is who's smarter, who can make this play here, and, you know, what scheme can win the down. So a little bit of the speed of the game and just the mental aspect of the game is probably the biggest difference, I would say.
Could the Battle Hawks beat Penn State?
I think so.
Yeah. That's
I think so. I mean, that's like, you know, it's kind of like, we're still pro. Like, we've been in college. Most of the guys have been, like, big time at their college, man. So it's like, now that, you know, most of these guys have pro experience, I think we would have an edge over, I mean, the majority of college teams.
That's always like, one of those questions. Like, you hear, you know, people when the Bears are terrible, for example, like, the Bears couldn't even beat Alabama. You know, a professional football team. Even the UFL, man, is still professional football. Every one of these players played college.
Nate, he brings up the Bears because he is a long-suffering Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, suffering is the right word.
They stink, don't they?
He's a little bitter.
They stink.
So.
I understand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rub it in.
Yeah, he's like,
see, it's tough.
Nate's biased. He played for the Vikings. He was in the Vikings organization for a minute.
So he knows how bad the Bears are.
It's that North. Yeah, I know exactly how it is in that North, man. So.
No, they're about to win the NFC North. I hope everybody's prepared for that.
I mean, the pieces are there now, man. I think the pieces are there now. It's just about, overall execution during the season.
That's right.
So I think there's pieces.
But we can all agree it's over for the Lions, right?
I don't know. I can't say that over there.
Come on, Nate. Help me out, man.
I have a note here, Nate, and this comes out of absolutely nowhere, which is why I want to ask you about it. But like we have like your stats and your success and your a career as a collegiate football player, as a professional football player. It also says you organize and host block parties in California. And I want to know, what's all this about? What are these block parties?
it's more so like a networking. We just kind of bring together, like, it's kind of like a swap meet a little bit with a combination of a party aspect. So we didn't do it last year. We probably won't do it this year, but pretty much we were just getting together a bunch of, you know, small minority businesses, allowing them to come and showcase their business and just inviting the community to come out and support these businesses at the same time. So you kind of just walk around to these different businesses, whether it's jewelry, clothes, food, fragrances, and kind of just check out communal businesses that you can support instead of, you know, kind of high-end stuff. So it's kind of just, you know, bringing in the community together and allowing us to support each other, whether big or small, as well as, you know, we had performers and petting zoos and different forms of entertainment to also, you know, kind of entertain those who aren't shopping and food trucks, man. Like, it was just so much going on. And I just had a blast putting those together with my other mates who were helping us put it together. But it's awesome. It's more of a swap meet kind of thing, and you know, kind of just supporting the local businesses. And we had a great turnout, though. We had a really great turnout.
That's awesome.
What made you want to do that?
Well, so my girlfriend, she initially did it in 2020. At the time, she had it going once, you know, she kind of got inspired by the George Floyd and everything during COVID, what was going on. And then that June, for Juneteenth, she had the event. And then after that, I tagged along. I attended the event. I was like, oh, this is awesome for the community. And then I tagged along in it, as well as her name is Bree. She helped us put it together as well. But yeah, that's kind of what inspired it. But it was awesome, man. Just kind of bringing the community together, and you know, like I said, supporting those local businesses, man, and kind of just bringing, you know, a lot of love and a lot of praise to, you know, just the community overall.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you're also growing up the oldest of five brothers. So did your other brothers play football as well?
They do. Yeah. So being the oldest, so the one under me, he played, you know, up until high school, but now he's working in the school district and does photography. But then the other three under him, they're all still playing. Mm-hmm. One of them, he's graduating today, actually, and he's going to Utah Tech on a full ride scholarship to play football. And then the other two, they're still in high school. Well, the youngest is going to be a freshman. And then the next one's going to be a junior, so they're in high school. So yeah, they're still playing. They're the future, man. So I'm just glad I was able to, you know, lay a good foundation for them to see what can and cannot be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's awesome to see them growing up, getting big and stuff. Now, man, I'm kind of like the smallest guy now at all.
It's weird when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's too weird.
Battlehawks are in the conference finals against DC. It's on Sunday at 5:00. You want to give us a preview? You want to give us a scouting report? And you want to tell us why you're going to definitely be in the championship game next week?
Man, I think, you know, yeah, I'm excited for it. I know the fans are going to come out and show out, man. We're so excited to get out there to St. Louis, really itching to get out there in front of the fans. But I think, man, you know, we're familiar with this team. We know what they like to do. They know what we like to do. Honestly, man, I just think as the season has progressed, I think we as an overall team, after playing everybody, man, there's just no way that we don't recognize that we're the best team in this league. We should have full confidence to come out there and get a W. And, you know, D.C. is just the first bump in the road to get over. And we'll get over them, man. We'll beat this team and, you know, beat the next team we have to play in the UFL championship. So we have the utmost confidence in ourselves and our preparation. So, no question, man. We're going to come out with a big win. And then, obviously, the fans coming out and helping us with that noise is going to make it so much better for the city.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
F2. We will we'll see you Sunday, and then we expect a championship game the following week. We are really looking forward to it, Nate, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you for talking with us today.
Oh, man, I had a blast. Thank you guys for having me on, and we'll talk soon.
Go get them.
All right.
Will do. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Battlehawk safety Nate Metters with us again. The championship or the conference final is Sunday, 5 o'clock at the Battle Dome. They take on the DC Defenders. If they win that, the championship game is the following Saturday. So it could happen.
Has to happen. It's only fitting.
If it doesn't, I'm going to throw a fit.
Oh, no.
Yep. So go see them. Go out and support Sunday, 5 o'clock. Right here at the Battle Dome. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.